This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah, happy round one of the NFL draft day to you. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig for you. A lot of folks on the text line and the YouTube page saying that Draymond Green is a clown. And you know what? You're right.
He is.
My favorite tweet was from Mark Berman last night.
Oh, he hates him.
He tweeted like, oh, TNT decided to do a highlight reel of this Draymond Green being a jackass. And they actually did, though, man. It was like a real highlight reel of him just being a jerk.
But Berman has had a bunch of run-ins with him as a reporter.
I didn't know that.
Well, not like bad, but just knows his personality, knows, you know, talks to coaches and all that.
Yeah.
And he hates him.
Yeah, no, I like Mark Berman just being a fan now. Man.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah. I like him just being a fan, just tweeting it.
Yeah.
God, Draymond was annoying the hell out of me. And I'm usually one where I'm like, I get it. There's antics. Some antics involved. Yeah, the antics is the way that I continue.
And then I sort of twisted the knife at Reggie a little bit when clearly Dylan Brooks raised his arm and tried to, you know, on that double foul technical. And that's what the official saw, too. I said, antics, Dylan Brooks, antics.
I mean, yeah, Dylan Brooks will get to some antics. I still think that Draymond Green was
Draymond know what he's doing, man.
Oh,
he's doing that on purpose just to
get
people.
He's an a-hole.
Yeah.
He's an a-hole.
I'm glad you centered yourself there.
I hate that people just kind of get sucked in by Draymond like that, man.
All right. We'll talk more about that as we continue to go. Rockets tie the series 1-1. But today, the Houston Texans, in theory, I believe, will probably add a player to their team. Maybe not. Because Nick Caserio, he is a man who has an M.O. Mm-hmm. What is that M.O., John Lopez, if he stays true to his draft?
That's the thing, and that's what I was trying to, and it's not just me, but one of the things I was looking at last night.
Oh, yeah.
As I was flipping from Astros to Rockets, and you know, I had to run into the other room at one point to see after you texted about Josh Hader, to see the end of the Astros game.
Yeah, and once he put a couple of people on base, I was like, hey, man.
We'll
I'm
get to that.
You.
But anyway,
down.
I'm piddling around. I'm like, all right, if you look like we can you know, sort of localize this too. Like, if I were to say, what is Figgy? Like, what is Figgy's DNA? What are some things that he just, you know, constantly does? What is Reggie? How would you describe Reggie's sort of modus operandi? You know, how he conducts himself. We could all come up with me, you know, whomever. What is Nick Caserio? What is his draft DNA? You know, and maybe that'll give us a little glimpse into what to expect tonight. So I came up with four things, and there are some, there's a lot of information and statistics that will back these four things up. In his DNA, Nick Caserio loves to move up in the draft. That's just the way he is.
He likes to move just generally, well, to be fair.
Yes, but he's had 18 draft day trades. 13 of them have been up.
Okay.
Have been to move up in the draft. So there's one little piece of evidence. And at the end of this, I want you guys to tell me what you think it means. Where does that lead you into tonight's first round?
Sure.
So in his DNA, he likes to trade on draft day, and he really likes to move up. That's one thing. He loves, loves, loves Power 5, Power 4, whatever you want to call them, players, especially if they're from the SEC.
Right. And I mean, it's understandable as to why that would be something that you lean on, because – those are the players that you probably have the most tape playing against NFL caliber players, especially as we know that this team cares greatly about tape and talking to players, interviews and such. And so the testing's not going to matter as much. And if you're going to use tape, you want to have a good amount of it where you have as much data as possible.
All right. The third thing that's in his DNA, He is a from the New England days. Sorry, I brought that up, not him. He is a culture fit guy. Like, he doesn't draft anyone that does not fit what he feels. In this case, it's Swarm, but, you know, whatever you want to say. So my takeaway from this is he's not going to necessarily draft a high upside player or a player that has any sort of nonchalance in terms of the game and the preparation, et cetera. He wants those dogs. You know, he wants those guys that are his culture. The fourth thing that's in his DNA, and this is an interesting one to me because it doesn't necessarily fit round one, but it might. He likes to back up at least twice, once or twice every draft. He likes to back up one pick with another pick later in the draft at the same position. I'll give you some examples. Will Anderson, obviously we know where he went. That same draft, a few rounds later, he drafted Dylan Horton.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of it is because he likes to have the two guys learning off each other, same class, but also backing up the position, have fallback plans. He also drafted Tank Dell. A couple of rounds later, he drafted Xavier Hutchinson at the same position. More recently, he drafted Juice Scruggs. A couple of rounds later, he drafted Jarrett Patterson. So he likes to back up those, especially mid-round picks,
mm-hmm.
that can maybe be, you know, feast or famine, with another one at the same position. So that doesn't necessarily fit today, but it could. You know, if they have a late-round pick at wide receiver, then maybe we should expect another wide receiver for however many reasons that he has in the third or fourth round. So when you put it all together, where does that lead you, especially where does it lead you tonight?
Well, I mean, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I think one of the things that I find to be interesting, I'm stuck on the idea of that backup, and I do wonder, mm-hmm. we've seen them talk to kind of some yeah. offensive linemen as well that you would consider.
And
as
running backs. Remember Giddens came in?
Late day two and late
day
three.
Your guy from K-State?
Yeah. Although Giddens is kind of in a weird space where, weird is not necessarily the way that I want to term that, but he is in that middle space, and I think that's kind of
generally
where
they'd be
taking
a running back.
But for a running
back, that might be fourth or fifth round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Is like mm-hmm. they might just pick in that yeah. kind of general area as well with the running back. So do you double back in that same kind of bucket mm-hmm. of players in a way?
The linemen? The Juice Patterson, Jarrett Patterson, Juice Scruggs thing stuck with me a little bit. So if they draft a guard, let's say, Gray Zabel at 25, maybe in the third round, fourth round, another one?
No, and I could absolutely see that. In fact, the idea of drafting two in that top 100 feels mm-hmm. like it's something that I've been fond of and mm-hmm. that, you know, seems kind of relatively likely. What about you? Like you seemed like you were going somewhere, and I hate that I kind of stopped you in that space.
No, I was just going to kind of go over those
some of the
four
players.
Things. Where does it lead you, these things? Where do you think it does?
Well, depending on – and what's tough is that – all these things, and like, what was it? What did Nick say in one of those answers when he was talking to the Assembled Media mm-hmm. before? Is like every year is the same, and that every year is different.
Yeah,
right. I think that also when you were talking about like the trading up, I think also it's worth considering that this Texans team was probably in a different space than it was in this year. I don't know that they've come into a draft under his tenure at any time, mm-hmm. but they've had this particular type of situation. There have been years where they've been trying to turn over and add talent in such a way that you haven't had as much mm-hmm. as you really needed. Now you're in a place where you've got a lot of talent.
Yeah.
And Nick Caserio even said it, that you're going to probably have a difficulty rostering all of these guys, which I guess you mm-hmm. could take as the way of he will trade up in order to just get the guys that he wants as finishing pieces in some way. But I also I take that in some ways also that you might not you might be allowed to be a little bit more discerning in the ways you might not need to be as aggressive, although like he has that aggression within him is mm-hmm. which is evident, and we already know that he's kind of scoped around, if you are to believe the reporting that's out there on the potentials of moving up. But I am kind of continually thinking about the fact that like they've talked to some of these guys offensive line wise mm-hmm. where as we're looking at there might be a potential run. They've talked to some guys on the back fringes of yes. that seemingly gets them in a place where yeah. maybe if they like some of those guys, they can stay and not necessarily be beholden to what might be a raising price to mm-hmm. move up. So, but I mean, if you were in that place, it would fall in with the narrative that some people are talking about, that they like their guys, especially like you talk about power conferences mm-hmm. and then also culture, right? The guys like Tyler Booker, the guys like Kelvin Banks Jr., they like those guys. If those guys are the ones that they're locked in on, that they will be willing to find a partner and move up, especially with the additional capital that they've gained trading away Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah, look, where it leads me, just based on his DNA, Based on his DNA, it leads me to he's going to move up in the draft tonight. He's going to draft a player from an SEC school. Maybe
so back, no Gray's able for you, huh?
Maybe back. Yes, that's exactly right. Maybe back it up later with another pick at the same position. For I'm sure he has a number of reasons why that is. I'm thinking Kelvin Banks. They're going to trade up and try to get Kelvin Banks or Josh Simmons. Josh Simmons might not fit that third thing, in terms of culture and swarm and all that. But big school, something along those lines.
Yeah. Okay. I'm very interested to see how it goes, and especially today we've gotten a lot of things that kind of shifts these things up. Mm-hmm. Somebody's I think it's Kicks Rocks on the YouTube page. If Kelvin Banks slips a little, I think that might be the only guy that they're willing to jump up for.
And I'm with you.
You might have to jump really far the way that some of the reporting is coming in on draft day. The draft day, draft day reporting is always wild to me. I remember, what was that? Was that last year or the year before? Mm-hmm. With Sam Laporta, all of a sudden out of nowhere, his name got real big. And then look at Sam Laporta now. So the day of the draft, that scuttlebutt, it's built different, I got to say. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, getting in the NFL draft mood completely. Our question of the day: what are some things that you cannot wait to see tonight with the draft? And it does not have to be Texas specific, and it does not even have to be football specific. 713-572-4610. We'll do it next.